Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. San Rafael gets a plan for sea level rise. Marin County asks for emergency relief funds. A federal judge rejects Trump's request to dismiss a San Francisco lawsuit. Protesters pack a Marin supervisors meeting, and the South Bay goes on alert for the Super Bowl. There is still no shovel-ready solution for sea level rise flooding in San Rafael, but there is a new feasibility study. Special focus is given to the lowest area of the city, the Canal District. Thousands of people live in the canal, a vulnerable community of Hispanic workers. In early January, king tides topped the levees and inundated the low-lying streets, damaging cars and leaving some homes flooded. San Rafael's new study considers three different options to protect the city for the next 50 years: building higher walls and levees along the water, inserting a floodgate at the mouth of the canal, or raising the land. With the fastest option, projected to take at least 15 years, the report leads with a list of quick, temporary fixes that should happen immediately: repairing the weakened edge around the canal, planting oyster beds in San Pablo Bay, and finding ways for parts of the canal to change from private property to public ownership. The Marin County Board of Supervisors formally adopted an emergency proclamation to seek state and federal disaster assistance. 10 to 15 inches of rainfall earlier this month, combined with a storm surge and record king tides, caused widespread coastal and inland flooding with some levee failures. Impacts included inundated structures, road closures, utility disruptions, landslides, and displaced residents. County Executive Derek Johnson estimated $3.5 million in damage, largely to levees, roads, bridges, and parks. The proclamation will allow the county to request assistance from the California Governor's Office of Emergency Services and the Federal Emergency Management Agency. A federal judge ruled Tuesday that San Francisco and other cities and counties may proceed with their lawsuit challenging President Trump's executive orders to withhold federal funds from so-called sanctuary jurisdictions. San Francisco had sued, arguing orders were unconstitutional and usurped Congress's power of the purse. U.S. District Court Judge William Orrick previously granted a preliminary injunction, finding that withholding the funds would cause irreparable harm to cities while the case was pending. San Francisco receives about $3.7 billion a year from the federal government. Loss of those funds would wreak havoc with critical city and county services. The Trump administration's request to dismiss the city's case was denied last week. As the case moves toward a trial, the administration's appeal of the injunction remains pending. Infuriated by the recent killing of Minneapolis protester Renee Good by an ICE agent, a passionate crowd of nearly 100 protesters filled the chamber at the Marin County Board of Supervisors again Tuesday. It was the third such demonstration by a coalition of groups led by the Marin Democratic Socialists of America. They urged the board to end the sheriff's participation in the state criminal alien assistance program administered by the U.S. Department of Justice. SCAP funds are used to pay states and local governments to cover officer salaries incurred for jailing immigrants lacking permanent legal status. In 2024, Marin County received $338,000 in SCAP funding. San Francisco, Santa Cruz, and Los Angeles have already rejected the program. In preparation for Super Bowl 60, Santa Clara, San Francisco, and San Mateo counties have activated a temporary unified alert system. The game takes place February 8th at Levi's Stadium in Santa Clara. Throughout the week, concerts, parties, and NFL activities will be happening across the region. The location-specific alerts operate separately from the existing emergency systems, and they'll end after game day. To receive notifications about public safety updates, extreme weather alerts, traffic information, and transit disruptions, send a text to your location. Here they are. For Santa Clara, text 888-777 and enter SBLX. For notifications in San Francisco, text 888-777 and enter Super Bowl SF. And for San Mateo County, text 67283 and enter the word Super Bowl. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.